and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 30th week of Ordinary Time, and from England, we hear from Father Clifton Harris. Father Clifton is a member of the English province, serving as a pastor in Kingston, Jamaica. His preaching today is called The Struggle, and the first reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
Brothers and sisters, draw your strength from the Lord and from his mighty power. Put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to resist the evil day, and having done everything, to hold your ground. So stand fast, with your loins girded in truth, clothed with righteousness as a breastplate, and your feet shod in readiness for the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and supplication, pray at every opportunity in the Spirit. To that end, be watchful with all perseverance and supplication for all the holy ones and also for me, that speech may be given me to open my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, so that I may have the courage to speak as I must. The word of the Lord.
And from the Gospel of Luke.
Some Pharisees came to him and said, "Go away, leave the area, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day, and it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem.'" The Gospel of the Lord. As a youth growing up in the 1980s in Kingston, Jamaica, I recall in confirmation preparation classes, Sister Marina and Sister Florine, who prepared me for receiving the sacrament, describing the church under the titles of the Church Triumphant, Church Suffering, and the Church Militant. This resonates with me, especially the last three, which was often emphasized. We were told to become soldiers for Christ. We believe, as we were taught, that we had to be soldiers for Christ. We had to be militant about our faith. It was still the era of the Cold War, the ideological wars. We were taught about the dangers of atheistic communism, the dangers of suppressive exploitive capitalism, and the need to defend the truth of our faith, and we are not meant to be wishy-washy Christians. Indeed, we believe that. Now, even if our current mindset and situation is different from those older military attitudes, we nevertheless may see some validity in the rather militant images of today's scripture from the Ephesians on our first reading. Every day, there are those minor struggles and compromises that come our way, activities that conflict with Sunday services, a blind eye turned towards political and financial greed, discriminatory legislation being passed in our parliaments. How can I stand against such things in life today? They are indeed a struggle for us. Perhaps the problem is not recognizing that they are in for a struggle if we want to remain faithful. as much as in knowing how to stand against those powers that the author speaks about. It is a daily battle, both private and public, and requires courage to remain faithful. But how? Now, reflecting on our first reading from Ephesians and Jesus' response to some apparent sympathetic Pharisees warning Jesus that Herod may kill him should he continue on his journey to Jerusalem, I begin to hear in my head some kind of stirring music to accompany them. The author uses the image of an armed soldier to describe the task of a disciple. Jesus' refusal to cow down, no retreat, no surrender, is also apt for us. Jesus is not going to retreat nor surrender, neither should we. Perhaps Bob Marley and the Wailers anthem, Get Up, Stand Up, would serve the purpose of an accompanying song. Jesus refused to cow down to the threats from Herod. He wasn't going to stand down, for he's totally centered on his Father's mission given to him. And he knows that no one can harm him until the hours come. So he's going to keep on moving. Lord, I got to keep on moving. It's another of Bob Marley's song I hear in my head. Such confidence comes from an absolute and radical trust in his Father's love and submission to his will. That's the how. An absolute but radical trust in God's love and submission, being submissive to God's will. We, like the Ephesians, are reminded, therefore, that beneath the ongoing struggles that we, early Christians, do face, there is a real battle between God and the evil one. We also need to be fully armed in this battle. And the author uses a powerful military image, the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Above all, the author asserts on prayer, being praying at all times. We are invited, therefore, to face the challenges and dangers around us. Keep on moving by putting God's armor of truth, justice, zeal, faith, salvation, and the word of God. In other words, the invitation is to put on Christ, which ensures that we live and respond to the challenges like Christ did. Now, we can only receive such an armor as God's grace. We cannot manufacture it on our own. No wonder Jesus tells us to pray at all times to receive God's Spirit. In prayer, we grow in Christ's image and likeness. Being strong and steadfast in one's faith and ready to defend it in case of need does not necessarily mean aggressive militancy, but it does mean a willingness to stand for one's belief and be courageous in showing it. Now, friends, if the author's imagery in our first reading seems a bit too militant to us, we can find other examples to help us understand the enormity of the challenges that face us daily and test our faith. Our best weapon is the gospel of peace. Yes, it is. And the joy that can come from it, if only we make the individual and collective efforts to bear witness to it on a day-to-day basis. This is how Christians survive, to fight another day, every day. So you know what? Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Stand up, don't give up the fight. Keep on moving. Amen.